good morning to each and every listener on the broadcast. I'm so happy to be coming your way once again. And just because Thanksgiving is past, we are still thankful. In fact, we're thankful all year long and hope that you're the same. We find many reasons for which we should give thanks to the Lord. Listen, thank God today. I pause today to think a bit of all God's gifts to me, his gifts that have to do with time and all eternity, of valleys, plains, and mountains high, of rivers and the sea, of waving grain out in the field and fruit upon the tree. For every gift my heart says thanks to God who gives them all. Yet far beyond all earthly things, for man cursed by the fall, God in his holy word reveals the wonders of his grace, that sinful man may boldly stand in Christ before his face. For every good and perfect gift comes down from God above. I thank him for his daily care, his mercy, and his love. Salvation is God's gift in Christ. This gift of gifts is mine. My heart again says, thank you, Lord, for I by grace am thine. So, I like that. And of course, were it not for the word of God, or the word that was made flesh and dwelt among us, we couldn't have this greatest blessing of all, salvation. And I want to say right here, I'm deeply thankful for the listeners who take time to write us a note and tell us that they get some blessing out of the message, and it just inspires me to continue. And so wherever you may be today, in your home or in your car or what may be the condition, we hope that we may leave some thought that'll be a blessing to you today. Now, in thinking about the Word of God, I like the way Robert Pollack said, the Bible. The Bible. Hast thou ever heard of such a book? The author, God himself. The subject, God and man. Salvation, life and death. Eternal life, eternal death. Dread words, whose meaning has no end, no bounds. Most wondrous book. Bright candle of the Lord, star of eternity, the only star by which the bark of man could navigate the sea of life, gain the shores of bliss securely. Only star which rose on time, and on its dark and troubled billows still, as generations drifting swiftly by, succeeded generation, through a ray of heaven's own light, and to the hills of God, the everlasting hills, pointed the sinner's eye. This book, this holiest, this sublimest book was sent. Heaven's will, heaven's code of laws entire to man, this book contains. Define the bounds of vice and virtue and of life and death. This did that book declare in obvious phrase, in most sincere and honest words, by God himself selected and arranged, so clear, so plain, so perfectly distinct, that none who read with humble prayer to understand and ask the Spirit given to all who ask could miss their meaning blazed in heavenly light. The book, this holy book, on every line marked with the seal of high divinity, on every leaf bedewed with drops of love divine, and with the eternal herald and signature of God Almighty stamp from first to last. This ray of sacred light, this lamp from off the everlasting throne, mercy took down. And in the night of time stood, casting on the dark her gracious bow, and evermore beseeching men with tears and earnest eyes to read, believe, and live. And many to her voice gave ear, and read, believed, obeyed, and now as the Amen, true, faithful witness swore, with snowy robes and branchy palms around the fount of life, and drink the streams of immortality, forever happy and forever young. I tell you, certainly he must have been inspired by the Lord to write such a poem as that, such a reading as that. And so we're thankful for the Word of God. And friends, you know, we think about the political conditions and the turmoil that's in the world, the uprising, the unrest, the tensions, the world conditions that prevail at this time. It's dangerous, it's threatening, it's overcast, it's dark, and things look very dark, and yet You know, I have the answer. If the world would just turn to the Bible, turn to this book of all books, excuse me, and read it and obey it, it would be a different world in which we live. Maybe you're not aware, or maybe you've never heard, or maybe you have heard, that President Woodrow Wilson, he was president, of course, during the First World War, and he wrote this testimony to be inserted in a special edition of the New Testament. Listen, and I quote, "The White House, Washington, July 23rd, 1917. The Bible is the word of life. I beg that you will read it and find this out for yourself. Read, not little snatches here and there, but long passages that will really be the road to the heart of it. You will find it full of real men and women, not only, but also of the things you have wondered about and been troubled about all your life, as men have been always. And the more you read, the more it will become plain to you what things are worthwhile and what are not. What things make men happy, happy loyalty, right dealing, speaking the truth, readiness to give everything for what they think their duty, and most of all, the wish that they may have the approval of the Christ who gave everything for them, and the things that are guaranteed to make men unhappy, selfishness, cowardice, greed, and everything that is low and mean. When you have read the Bible, you will know that it is the Word of God, because you will have found it the key to your own heart, your own happiness, and your own duty." End of quote. That was by President Woodrow Wilson. And so, there have been great men who have realized the worth of the Bible and what it means to us. Now, enumerating a few things for which we are thankful today, we thank the Lord for the sunshine and the rain that he sends on everyone, "that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust." Matthew 5:45. So the Lord sends all these good blessings upon the evil and also upon the good. And we're thankful because the Lord gives life and health. This does not come because of our own worthiness or our own inheritance altogether, but God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Acts 17:24-25. So these blessings come from the Lord. And I'm thankful that God is long-suffering. He bears with us. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, for not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. And I am thankful that he's not only long-suffering, but he is forgiving to those who repent. "I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin." Selah, Psalms 32:5. So when people get sorry enough to do something about their sin, repent of them and confess them and forsake them, then he will have mercy. In fact, I'm so glad that there is grace for that one who will humble himself. "But he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble." James 4:6. So if you want the Lord's favor, just humble your heart and just remember that all the blessings we have come from the Lord. And of course, I am so thankful that there's righteousness for those who hunger. You don't have to go on in your sins and iniquities, but when the Lord blots them out and takes away these things from you, he'll fill your hungry, thirsting soul with righteousness. Here's the promise: "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Matthew 5:6. And so there are so many, many reasons which we have for which we're so thankful. Now, if we're willing to just humble ourselves and go through the valley of self-denial and and give our service to the Lord, He'll reward us. Sometimes it may take suffering, and sometimes there'll be times when we'll need to get alone with the Lord in secret prayer. But this is where the blessings come. There's so many things which hinder people from getting the blessings that they're seeking for. The spirit of the world and worldly ways and worldly things and the spirit of selfishness that people just determine to have thus and so and not regard the other person. A spirit of self-will, just hard-headed, so to speak. These things have to be broken down, and we need to lay ourselves right at the altar. Then we can not only have the blessings of the Lord, but we can have the blesser, the one who gives all these blessings. Our Father, we thank you today for the privilege of bringing you your word to the listeners of the broadcast on the airwaves. We surely thank you for each one who listens. We thank you for those who help us keep the message going. And now we ask you to bless every one of them today in the way which they need. And we'll surely give you the praise in Jesus' name. Until he comes. Until he comes, may I be waiting, watching. Until that day, may I walk in the light, looking above to him who died to save me. And may my lamp be always trimmed and bright. Until he comes, may I be always ready, ready to meet my Savior in the air, looking to him to keep me from all pitfalls, and day by day to keep me in his care. Until he comes, may storm clouds not distress me, or thorny paths my progress not delay, and may I be content to do his bidding, watching and waiting for that glorious day. All friends, if we looked about us, we would find many things which would distress and give anguish of heart and perplexity, and we wouldn't know what to think about it. And just like it is, we don't know what to look for altogether in the world. Jesus told us that these conditions were going to exist and that wickedness was going to abound and many would be deceived. And so it's time that not only America, but all the world, awoke to the conditions that are exist, prepare themselves to get ready to meet the Lord. I'm glad to have a little part in the spreading of the Word of God, and I hope that it may reach every nook and corner of the earth, and that all who will repent, turn to the Lord, and be ready for his coming. My time is time for me to say goodbye again, and so I say, as usual, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always on a very cheerful goodbye.